I'll tell you what, after 11 or so months, here we are, the final month of 2017. Here we are, the first Sunday of December, this December 3rd, 2017. Joey Kroll here with you. Friend, this is the day the Lord has made. I pray that you're rejoicing and being glad in it. It's another opportunity to breathe God's air, walk in His blessings, and to honor Him and serve Him yet again today. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. It's a program, if you're not too familiar, that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I think, really do think, you'll be blessed here for the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered Christmas music, including this one from Jason Gray, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Christmas is coming, the bells are ringing, hope comes alive as music fills the air. Christmas is for children, and I believe it's true. Can you hear the season calling to the child inside of you? Awaken from your slumber, come see with younger eyes, and be taken by the wonder that took the whole world by surprise. Christmas is coming, the bells are ringing, hope comes alive as music fills the air. I hear the drumming, it won't be long now. Christmas is coming, will you be there? Christmas is coming, will you be there? They're dressing up the city in a brightly lighted gown. They're singing in the streets whenever Christmas comes to town. So let the Spirit find you wherever you have been, and bring you to the child who makes us children again. Christmas is coming, the bells are ringing, hope comes alive as music fills the air. I hear the drumming, it won't be long now. Christmas is coming, will you be there? Christmas is coming, will you be there? I know I have before, like the innkeeper who missed the wonder right outside his door. So open up your heart as Christmas passes through, just in time to wake the child asleep inside of you. Christmas is coming, the bells are ringing, hope comes alive as music fills the air. Christmas is coming, will you be there? Christmas is coming, will you be
there. Lifting up the King of Kings. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Psalm 116 says, "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." You know, U.S. data between 1979 and 2004, there was a team of researchers that found that Americans are more likely to die over the holidays, including fatal events on Christmas Day and New Year's Day than any other day of the year. I kid you not. I don't know about you, but that encourages me to slow down this holiday season. You have several weeks to prepare for a peaceful and safe season. Preparation is the key to preventing some of the stress. You're off to a good start when you read a daily devotion each day, in addition to ask the Lord to help you to reflect on Him this season. And to be honest with you, God's face doesn't turn red because of traffic or shoppers and the cost of gifts, so we shouldn't be stressed or turning red either. Let the only red you see this Christmas be on the decorations, not in the mirror. Lifting up the Christ of this Advent season. Thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll. Go ahead and pull up a chair here to the table of fellowship. Good to fellowship with you today. Let me tell you what, we expect a lot from December. There's Christmas songs, yummy Christmas cookies, extra frosting, by the way, decorations, great food, and time with those we love. And as we rush to buy those last-minute gifts, we try to remain calm in the crowds and the busyness, right? And it shouldn't surprise us that we tend to overlook the one gift that can help us keep perspective during the month of December, and that's God's Word. See, when we open the Bible, we find encouragement for those times when our expectations remain unmet. So as we prepare for the season of gift giving and gift receiving, let's not forget the greatest gift this Christmas, and that's Jesus and our relationship with Him.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn. Of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all.
Poor friend. He played the angel in a citywide Christmas pageant announcing Jesus' birth to the shepherds below, but he fell from his platform right out of the shepherds, shouting, "Fear not!" all the way. Well, at least the message got through. And man, do we need that message in the explosive time we live in. There's so much to be afraid of. But the angels said the coming of Jesus means we don't have to be afraid. They said the Savior has been born, bringing peace on earth. Not in the news, not in our circumstances, but in our heart. Because Jesus, the angel said, is called Emmanuel, God with us. God with you in your battles and your brokenness, your fears. Jesus died to tear down the sin wall between us and God so we could do life and eternity with Him. The Bible says we can have peace with God because of what Jesus has done for us. Now, we would love to help you experience that peace. Just contact us at 888-NEED-HIM or chataboutjesus.com and let Jesus speak His peace to your storm.
You know, there was an elderly lady in a small town in the Midwest who always went to a specific branch post office in her town because the postal employees were friendly. And on one busy afternoon, just a few days before Christmas, she stopped to purchase a few stamps. Now, while in line, in a very long line, by the way, a man pointed out that there was no need for her to wait. A stamp machine was in the lobby. "I know," she replied, "but the machine won't ask me about my arthritis." You know, Fred, the art of kindness has not been lost, but sometimes it gets tucked away, especially during the holidays. There's so many errands to run, goodies to bake, gifts to wrap, that we forget the spirit of Christmas, sharing the good news of Jesus' birth with others by showing our love and generosity. See, when you take the time to encourage someone, it might be the small act that changes his or her entire life. So I encourage you today, go the extra mile for someone in need. The art of kindness is in you. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all of your heart and with all of your soul and with all of your strength and with all of your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
It was almost Christmas time, and there I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two, not really in the Christmas mood. Standing right in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mom. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Which means God with us right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey, and hey, you can always catch up with me. I really enjoy hearing from you. My email address here at the radio ministry is joey@greatnewsradio.org. Joey at, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. And wow, here we are wrapping up Sunday Worship on the first Sunday of December. I'll tell you what, time really, really does fly. So I think maybe that's what the psalmist said to, Lord, teach us to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. So, yeah, a little food for thought there for you as we continue our week. And I hope you have a chance to fellowship with God's people today, as I will here momentarily. In the meantime, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.